Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4. I still have joy. I'm sure that we all can attest to the fact that when Satan comes at us, the first thing that he always tries to attack is the things that bring you joy. If you can mess up the stuff that brings joy, it throws the entire person off balance. I don't know about you, and I don't worship money, but when your money is funny, yeah, you're not having a good day. Satan knows the things to touch in our lives. The things that will cause us to be distracted from God. Now, Paul begins by writing a letter to the church at Philippi. And he writes the letter and he tells them to rejoice. Now, rejoice, re-anything means that something was already there and I'm just going back to get it. So what Paul is implying, or what he was implying, is that I know you had the joy before, so go back and rejoice. So what it means is that when you begin to rejoice in something, you allow yourself to be delighted in what you're going through. Now, the truth told, I don't find much delight in going through struggles in life. I'm not like that. I'm not that holy. I'm not that godly. Because when I'm going through something, God, I just want you to get me out of it. We'll talk about everything else later. But right now, I need to get out. Well, y'all holy. When we're going through something, we're supposed to rejoice. But the truth is, most of us, we're not there yet. So instead of rejoicing, what we do is when we're going through something, Lord, why me? Lord, why not him? Lord, go over there and do this. And God is saying, but I got you. See, God takes us through things so that he can extend our faith. He can expand our trust in him. And so as we begin to go through something, the Bible says that we should rejoice. Yes. Now, when you begin to rejoice in something, you got to know that there's something better than what you're going through. Our problem is that we get stuck where we are. We begin to think that where I am is who I am. I'm not broke, though I may be broke this morning. That's not who I am. God said, I'll supply all of your needs. So when we begin to go through something, we begin to act like our situation, act like our circumstance. And God is saying, now why are you acting like that? You know who you are. You know that you're a conqueror. You know that you're the head and not the tail. Why are you acting like you defeated? Why are you calling folks on the phone talking about it'll never change? You know that. And so we begin to say things. And as we begin to say things, things begin to come into existence. What you say is your prayer. And God will answer your prayer. If you don't like your situation, God says, tell me something different. Challenge me. Instruct me as to what you want, and I'll meet you where you are. And so Paul says, I'm going to write this letter to remind folk, I know you're going through some stuff this morning. And I know times are hard this morning. But he says, rejoice. See, you got to know where you came from. You got to know what God has already done in your life. And when you know all those things, and you know where God is taking you, you can rejoice in the storm, because I know this too shall pass. When I'm going through something, I don't have to act like my situation. I can rejoice because I know the God that I serve, he's able to do all things but fail. So I don't have to act like where I'm at. I can act like who he said that I am. So in the midst of going through something, baby, I'm still going to smile because I know this is not who I am. This is not going to last always. So he writes a letter, and when we get to chapter number 4, he instructs them in chapter number 3. He says, now I've been through something. He says, but I learned this one thing, forgetting all those things that is behind me.
All right now.
I've been broke. I got to forget that. I've been rejected, but I got to forget that. I've been lied on, but I got to forget about all that. He says, forgetting all those things that are behind, and I got to press toward the mark. Now, I love the way he said press, as to imply that you're not going to just smoothly walk there. You think you're just going to get to the promised land and everything is okay? You really think you're going to work tomorrow and everything going to be okay? Do you really think nobody's going to allow you tomorrow in your little classroom? Do you really think that? No, the Bible says you got to press toward tomorrow. When you press toward something, that means sometimes you got to push, you got to pull, but I'm going to make it in spite of. See, when you begin to press, you be ready for a dog fight then. It doesn't matter how you're going to get there, baby. I'm going to get there. I may have to cry sometimes, but I'm going to get there. I may have to pray sometimes, but I'm going to get there. I may have to stay up all night, but I'm going to press toward the mark. Then Paul challenged the church, and the challenge is quite simple. He says, I challenge you to rejoice. Now, some things when people say it, they sound really, let me be real, they're just too holy. You know the doctor just said I had cancer and you said rejoice in the Lord. You would have lost your mind if you think I'm rejoicing. No, baby, I'm scared right now. I don't know what my tomorrow holds. So God is saying, but you got to look beyond that and say, God got cancer in the palm of his hand. God got my negative account in the palm of his hand. God got my loneliness in the palm of his hand. And so the Bible says rejoice. And see, when he says rejoice, what rejoice is great delight. And I like that, because the Bible says, now listen, if you'll delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desire. Whatever you dream about, God says, I'll give it to you because you desire me. Whatever it is that you want, he says, I'll give it to you. Whatever it is that is in your heart, he says, I'll give it to you if you come after me. That's why the Bible says you got to seek ye first the kingdom. God, what is it your will is for me? What is, I want to be with this person, but what do you desire? Lord, I want this job. I want to keep this job, but what is it that you desire? When you can get outside of yourself and say, Lord, have your way with me, and say, yes, Lord, it may be painful, but yes, Lord. Maybe full of rejections, but yes, Lord. I may not like it, but yes, Lord. Lord, what do you have? Lord, I got to reach a point where I'm not dealing with my situation, not dealing with my circumstance. My soul has to get down inside of you, Lord, and my soul has to say, yes, Lord. I don't want to say yes, but my soul says yes.
Hallelujah.
So he says, rejoice in the Lord. Now, rejoice is your strength, because the Bible says, now, the strength comes from the joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the reason why a lot of folk in the church is impotent, weak, can't produce, is because we have no joy. How can you be sitting in church, coming to church every week, giving the church your money and doing all this stuff and wasting your time coming to church? Why come to church and don't believe what is being said in church? You might as well stay at home. You might as well go to the club. If I'm coming, I'm going to believe something. If it's coming, I'm coming here. Now, something, I got to challenge it. Now, what you saying is the truth, or I'm going to discontinue coming because it's not working for me. But God says, challenge me. He says, prove me. He says, step out on my word. No, not my word. He says, his word. You got to know what to tell the Lord in the midst of going through something. Lord, you told me this, I'm going to tell you this. Because what I understand, God, is that in order for me to have some pure joy, my joy's got to be wrapped up in Jesus. When my joy is in Jesus, I'm not concerned about what I'm going through, because the strength of the Lord, that's where my joy comes. I'm stronger because I've been through hell. I'm stronger because I've been through something. All that you did, baby, was make me strong. You didn't stop me. You strengthened me. You didn't stop me. You shot me forward. You didn't stop me, baby. All you did was strengthen my joy. Because my strength is right. Now I understand. understand my strength. I understand who I am. I can rejoice because I'm not my situation. I'm not my circumstance. Now he says, rejoice in the Lord. In other words, in the Lord, he moves from strength to source. Don't do it on your own power. Do it by his power. Do it by his might. See, I may not be able to go through something, but if I know, if I'm tied up, tangled up in Jesus, if I abide in him and he abide in me, I'm connected to him and he connected to me, baby. I'm going through this storm because I'm plugged into the right source. No, I don't need Georgia power, baby. I need some Holy Ghost spirit. When you allow me, that kind of power don't keep me. The only power that keep me is the Holy Ghost power. When I go and don't want to go, when I say I love you and really hate you, the truth be told, that kind of power, it keeps you. When I don't like you and I have to smile at you anyway, that's the keeping power, the Holy Ghost power. What is this that is inside of me? I can't explain it, but nothing but the power of Jesus will keep you going. Peace in the midst of a storm. Peace in the midst of going through something. You may have everything that I got, baby, but this joy that I have, the world ain't giving and the world can't take it away, baby. I got joy because I got a relationship with Jesus. I'm talking about Mary's baby, the one that died on the cross, the one that reached out and says, I'll give you my power. Do you know Jesus this morning? Have you ever tried Jesus? Is he your source this morning? If he's your source this morning, you ought to praise him. You ought to get plugged into him. Plug yourself into Jesus. If you're disconnected this morning, plug back into your source, baby. I know you've been through something, but plug into it. I've been going through something. Now, I knew my source, but I've still been going through something. What I'm trying to tell you is that you can know Jesus and still go through hell. Sometimes God will order your step right next to the person who don't like you. God will let you sit in the cubicle right next to the person that don't like you. God will put you in a job around people who don't like you, baby. But it ain't about you. He's trying to get somebody saved. He want to know, can he use you, baby? See, because if you understand where your strength comes from, and you understand the source of your strength, watch this. Because you can be going through hell, and point number three, God will switch your thing in a minute. You got to be ready for the switch. You can be going through hell today, God will switch it tomorrow. And tomorrow, baby, you walking on water. You can be broke today, and tomorrow, baby, your account is full. God will switch it in a heartbeat. You can be alone today, and God will switch that thing tomorrow. You'll be engaged to get married, baby. Doctor can find cancer today. God will switch that thing early in the morning. He'll tell you, ain't nothing there. You got to be ready for the switch. For the switch. Any day now, you've been going through something. Any day now, God can change your situation. You've been going through something for a long time. God says, any day now, anytime, I can switch your situation. See, we trying to add stuff up. We got to get a degree, then get the job. God said, baby, favor, I'll give you the job, and you don't need a degree. See, we trying to get this. We trying to wait to fry, to wait to pay that. You got to know that the It's carrying the money. You gotta know. You gotta be ready for the switch. You gotta be ready for the switch. And see, when you get ready for the switch, and then your situation is one thing, but God switched you to something else. Somebody wrote a song, and the song says, ain't no stopping us now. Y'all heard that song before? I don't know about you, but I've been on the battlefield for the Lord. I've been through something, but I'm determined. I declare, I stand on it. Ain't no stopping me now. I've been through hell. I got too much behind me. I can't turn around. Ain't no stopping me now. You had me down. You should have killed me when you had me down. Ain't no stopping me now. I've been through the wars, but you should have killed me right there. Ain't no stopping me now. Now, I've been sick before all that, but ain't no stopping me now. See, when you're a child of God, what you understand is that once you get everything lined up, and thank God, it don't have to be a lot of stuff lined up. Only thing I need to line up is my faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, when my faith is straight, I'm straight then. And you can't stop me now, because my faith right, I got my belief right. Yeah, I can't see it right now, but I know God is working some stuff out. I believe that God will deliver me. Have you ever tried God and your back is bent against the wall and somehow God delivered you? Have you ever tried God, bills were past due, but somehow God stepped in just in the nick of time? Have you ever tried God? Won't God make a way out of your way? Won't he make a way? Have you ever tried? Do you know it? Ain't no stopping you now. You come to church, you get the word. Ain't no stopping you now, because you on the move right now. You on the move. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on the move. I got this thing. What I understand is that if I keep my focus on God, if I delight in him, he'll give me everything that I want. Now, I may not be where you think I should be, but I'm delighting in the Lord. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. And just in case, he says, you forget when you're going through, he says, again, I say, rejoice. Now, whenever the Bible has two things, that means something is touching and agreeing together. You ought to grab somebody and say, would you touch and agree with me that I'm on the move this morning? I'm on the move this morning. My situation is changing. God is switching some stuff in my life. God is changing some stuff right now. I walk in here broke, but I'm leaving out a different way. I walk in here depressed, but I'm leaving with joy. I walk in here worried, but I'm leaving having the peace. I walk in here one way, baby, but I'm not going. I got to go the same way. No. If I came this morning, I came expecting something. Are you expecting God to do something in your life? Listen, the atmosphere is already charged in this place. You better reach up and grab your stuff while you're here. Don't you walk out of here and leave your stuff. I'm coming behind you. I'm going to get your stuff if you leave it. You better reach up and grab it right now. Help, come here. Child coming home, come here. Finances, come here. Peace of mind, come here. Joy, come here. In life, we go through stuff. And Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. In other words, he says, I've been through some stuff. And the truth be told, I got halfway into it and I almost fainted. I took one step back. How many of you been there before? You know what God told you. But the truth is, come on, be honest with me. When I got into it, that thing was too big for me. I almost fainted. I almost let God. See, but when you almost let go, that's when God really locks you in place right there. See, we got to go through some stuff to really know who God is. You can't tell me about God. I got to experience him all for myself. Baby, I got to spend some time with him. I got to know that God will show up all by myself. You can tell me what you want me to know, but I got to know the man that I serve. I got to know the man that I'm going to spend eternity with. I want to know him for myself. I want a relationship with him. I want to see him show up in my life. I want to walk over my water. I want to sleep with him. Lions and not even worry about it. I want to be without him, watch him step into my life, baby. Don't tell me what he's doing for you. Let me see for myself. God, I challenge you, show up in my life. I still have joy. In life, sometimes we get down, but you still have joy. Now, listen, somebody here this morning, Satan took your joy from you. Now, listen, the only way he took it is because you gave it to him. Now, what God has given you, God has sealed it. When something is sealed, it means it's locked in place. Your blessings are locked in place. Somebody talking about you ain't going to do this. Why you listen to that foolishness? Baby, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to be what God has called me to be. I don't care if you don't see it, baby. I see it in my spirit, man. Doesn't make sense to you, but I know it makes sense to me, because I'm going to walk this thing by faith, baby. I know what God is doing in my life. I've tried, and time after time, he showed up in my life. God has ever shown up in your life. You ought to come on and praise him right now. You ought to rejoice in the Lord right now. You ought to rejoice. And again, I said, rejoice in the Lord. When you begin to rejoice in the Lord, that means that you get your praise on. And once you get your praise on, the Bible declares that when your praises go up, your blessings praise on this morning. Come on and praise the Lord. Praise Him this morning. Praise Him for what He's done in your life. Praise Him for the protection. Praise Him for the job. Praise Him for the car. Praise Him for health. Praise Him for what you're going through this morning. Come on and praise the Lord this morning. The Bible declares that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. If you praise it, you ought to praise Him this morning. You ought to praise Him like a man this morning. Praise Him like a man, woman, this morning. You ought to praise Him like He just gave you your stuff yesterday. You ought to praise Him like your stuff is on the way. I still have joy. I still have joy. As the deacons come forth this morning, come on and stand in this place this morning. I'm talking to somebody this morning that walked in and did not have joy.